Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Over in the Old Testament, Jeremiah in chapter 31 gives us this promise from God of a new covenant. Now, keep in mind that this, we're talking about decades and decades and decades before Jesus shows up on the scene. And yet God gives us a promise of a new covenant with his people through the prophet Jeremiah. God said, "Behold, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." This is such a beautiful picture in Jeremiah 31 of God's promises and faithfulness that he has with his people. Now, you might be thinking, well, that was with the Jewish nation, Chuck. No, that is with all who believe in Christ. We have a new covenant with Christ, a new promise with Christ, because we have trusted him as our Lord, as our Savior. In other words, his people, he's promising that he will always be their God and we will always be with us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit will always be with us. I love that. This was a messianic prophecy, a promise of the new covenant that you and I have in Christ Jesus. But God continued to make good on his promise to always be our God and never fail to be with us. If you're wondering, well, where in the New Testament could I connect this Jeremiah prophecy? Well, in Matthew 28, verse 20, the Great Commission, we read in that final verse of Matthew's gospel, Jesus's last words spoken while here on earth. It's the conclusion of the Great Commission, and after charging his apostles to make disciples of all the nations, he says this, "And behold, I am always with you to the end of the age." Jesus left earth with the simple promise that he would always be here. While Jesus' physical presence is no longer here, he is within his people living through his Holy Spirit, and he will never leave or forsake those who have chosen to follow him. This is one of the most beautiful things to recognize that God gave us through the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ. He gave us the ability to enter into this new covenant that gives us a life that he is constantly connected with. That we are not on an island on our own, physically, spiritually, emotionally, or mentally. Because God the Spirit lives within us, that we are always being brought closer to Christ when we surrender our will to his. So in this day where we celebrate another day of Advent, as we celebrate Emmanuel, God being with us, remember that he is with us to have this covenant and this promise that he will always be with us and that he would never, ever let us go or let us down. Well, this is beautiful. Over in Psalm 139, David reflects on God's intimate knowledge about him living with him. David writes, "Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?" And David understands that God has this unbelievable knowledge of his people because he is always with us. Friend, what great news. Jesus' followers can never escape his presence, and that is a wonderful and glorious Advent truth that you can take to the bank. Father, give my friends and listeners today the encouragement that you are always with them and will never, ever let them be alone. Amen. We love you, friends. See you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.